atoms and dropping bombs on my soul. Sick of walking on eggshells and tightrope and bombing $25 so I can get dope. I'm a prize fighter, fighting to get higher, fighting off my demons, fighting back the fire that consumes me and brings me to my
knees. Those extended relatives.
Oh, that's Walmart. It's a Walmart for me. Everybody, my the branch, and it's straight. Yeah. There's no limb. It's just one branch, just a straight tree trunk, pretty much. That's actually one of my, like, I open up with people, like, they hear me speak, and they're like, oh, fuck, here comes a homophobic racist guy. So I'm like, well, I've got to dig myself out of a hole here. So I just start talking mad shit back in you, bro.
Well, I've seen it myself. It's always been seen that on your profile quite a bit. I mean, it's not as much. I don't know. At least you're humane about it.
Oh, man. Sometimes. Yeah. It's like, I am like, oh, there are people here. Like, people, humans are going to see this.
Yeah. Other humans are going to see it. I'm sure you get plenty of shit, but I'm sure there's plenty of people that, you know, whether they're from your neck of the woods, from your background, also understand what the fuck you're talking about, too. So, you're giving a voice probably to an entire bit of society that otherwise might not be able to voice it.
Otherwise doesn't need one.
What do you say?
I said otherwise doesn't need a voice.
Yeah, well...
Man, it's crazy. I thought that, like, homophobia and racism was bad here. You ought to try doing something a little bit different that goes outside of people's expectations. Yeah, then you'll get some shit. Oh, yeah. Man, like, they're happy for it if you're working next to them at McDonald's, but you're like, I'm a comedian. They're like, fuck that guy.
It's an honest living, right? What makes an honest living? What does make an honest fucking living? I don't know.
Not a goddamn thing.
Hey, that was my inner dialogue right there.
That's like not King Lazy Eye back there, is it?
I just actually showed him to him.
Oh yeah,
dude, he's awesome.
Just because I saw the guitar before, I was like, I don't know if that's that guy, because that guy's great too.
Did you meet him through me, or did you already know him?
No, I didn't. I saw you post some of his work, and I was like, dope. Yeah,
it's like he's like one of the first people that's more talented than me that I'm okay with.
There you go. you got to slowly let him into your life. You know, I mean, it's good. It's a smart play. It's a smart play.
Oh, yeah. I call it selfish altruism. It's like it's the exact same thing as selfish charity. Well, yeah. What charity could I do him, though? I mean, come on. He's, you know, me. For real.
Yeah. Well, that's how we can always view those exchanges anyway.
Yeah.
Always put ourselves on the lower end. That's at least the way we talk about it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's how you make a sale. It's how you make any sale.
I'm a great salesman. I was a huge salesman for a while. I sold some pieces of garbage, man.
I believe it. What was the worst car you sold?
1989 Voyager van, I believe, for $3,000.
An 89 Voyager? Is that Plymouth?
I can't even remember. It's a Plymouth.
I think that's an old Plymouth. Well, Plymouth doesn't exist anymore, right? Like, as a company?
Isn't it? Like, now, huh? Did they get bought by Chrysler, or is that? That was Dodge.
I think Dodge.
Look at me and knowing all kinds of, you know, car facts and stuff.
Yeah, sure. I try to know my bit. I don't know. I grew up, I had no friends in middle school, and then I had a friend, Christian Seaball, who now actually writes for Motor Trend magazine. But he, like, first let me hang out with him, which is cool, and then opened my world to, like, what cars and engines could be. And he's, you know, it was back when you could first, like, design your custom, like, Ninja crotch rocket online on, like, their website. I'm talking, like, 2002.
Yeah, you know? The little death machines.
Yeah.
I love fucking race bikes, man.
The Shaggin' Dragon was a fun little death machine.
Oh, yeah. I had a 10 that had a 355 in it, and My God, it was bright. Yeah, my dad was so cheap that he got the paint that they paint the lines on the road with. The yellow lines, and we painted it with that.
I kind of love that, though.
I do, too.
I, I mean, as far as, like, making sure that you're seen on the road, I don't know. There's something brilliant about it.
I was seeing, yeah, that was, like, you know, a sleeper genius, probably. Like, not even probably. It's, like, the most well-adapted, like, at putting in minimal effort and getting out maximum results. I feel like there's a genius in that.
There's absolute genius in that.
Exactly. That's how you get something like me. That's parenting. But, yeah, for real, though, like, the pandemic, like, I don't know. Have you had COVID yet?
So, at the start of everything, on, like, when things shut down, what was that, March 18th or whatever the fuck it was here in New York? I think it was, like, the 16th. Oh, no, it was the 15th, because it was the day before my niece's birthday. But... yeah, my mother had. I live with my parents, and my mother had it. She works at the public library, and apparently, like 3 or 4 of the people at her branch had gotten it. But
still she,
what did you say?
Well, libraries are still a thing.
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah. No, they are.
Like seeing a blockbuster.
Well, I mean, some people treat it as such. As like the last people kind of treat it like the last blockbuster.
I love like the written word as much as, you know, it sounds ridiculous to hear my dialect say, like, you know, it's funny.
Well, one could also say this about certain parts of myself being a fucking Brooklyn Italian. You know, it's the same kind of shit.
Italian fella, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. I will say the would you call it a drawl is
The drawl has a drawl.
It's very infectious though. I was literally just in Austin with my girl and I bought me a pair of boots.
Oh shit, don't say
they work. You know how difficult it is? I have wide fucking feet. Let me show you my wide ass insole that cuz this is like the shape of my foot, right? So I actually managed to find a pair of wide cowboy boots, which was a phenomenal thing. I don't know if you do product placement, but it was a good shop. I was happy about it.
You don't strike me as a person that would have a wide foot. Like, you just don't.
I'm telling you, it's a pain in the ass. Like, people are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, if I could get robotic new feet whenever the fuck that happens, hopefully I have the money to do it by then. Yeah, sign me up.
Bro. I've been the same size since I was in seventh grade. I was a big ass middle schooler, but a mediocre sized adult. And like my feet haven't changed. They're like a size 13. I look like Sideshow Bob walking around. It's cartoon.
You got a size 13? How fucking tall are you?
I'm only 6 feet tall. I'm the shortest dude in my family.
13? I guess that makes sense for a 6 foot tall dude.
And not really. Because back in the 50s, I think if the actual, like, normal, like, the average shoe size for an adult man, like, that's 6 feet and a little under or over, was, like, 6 and 7? No, 7 or 8.
I wonder if you could trace the etymology of the concept of, or entomology? No, etymology. Yeah. Of the concept that big feet and big dicks, because over I wonder if that like added to the procreation of big footed men.
I feel like it did because that's the only reason that 6 inches is the average because you can lie.
Right. That's funny as fuck. Actually, I think. Because of that myth, there's like plenty of like big-footed, mediocre dick men out there.
There are a bunch of dudes that shoes are too big for them.
Oh man,
that's hilarious.
It's like, oh, come on. They gotta tighten them shoelaces up. I don't think it's gonna matter if they're 4 sizes.
There's a whole genealogy of size 14s with a 5-inch dick somewhere out there. There's a family tree.
Truck drivers of America.
The what?
The lifted truck drivers of America.
The compensation leader.
over here. Welcome to the compensation station over here. We got the
Yo, the compensation station.
Those are nice.
That's pretty good.
My mom bought me this leather jacket.
He's like, what do you think is?
I love it. Oh, and by the way, if you ever hear me trying to do like any iteration of your accent or dialect, it's just because I'm wildly curious with anyone that doesn't sound like myself. So, like,
oh, sure.
Where you from, guy?
That was interdialect.
Oh, me? Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn.
Oh, you're good, bro. Raised in Brooklyn.
Raised in Brooklyn?
New York. Cool. Yeah.
If you hear me talking in that accent, because I do it out of habit a lot. I went to Connecticut and was on a whole job full of dudes from on a job with locals, dudes from Brooklyn,
yeah,
and dudes from Jersey. Well, I made him believe for 2 fucking weeks that I was one of them, and I grew up 30 miles off Jersey Shore. And
fucking A.
That was 2 solid weeks, but I'm not making, don't think I'm poking fun or anything like that, because
No, I love that shit. No, see, that's the thing. It's like my girl and I, the second we got to Texas, it wasn't making fun of at all. It was literally just, we just started talking to each other like this. I know what it was.
What did you think?
They just worked.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to know too. What did you think of Texas?
What did I think of Texas? Well, they're in Austin. Her sister and husband just bought a house down in Austin, and my brother-in-law, well, my brother and sister-in-law, are on their way out of Austin. He just finished his PhD in some shit in University of Texas. And he's some fucking bullshit that he's not going to do anything with. And he got his PhD in, what was it, political science, and he worked for a digital software company. So, like, really applicable.
Oh, God. So he's going to be out there spreading misinformation for the masses, huh?
I think he's just, like, running numbers for them. I feel like he's just, like, advising their marketing department on statistics. I bet.
I feel like that job and somebody just walking in with a stack full of papers that are just numbers, and they throw them at you and like, figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how do we make these people want this thing?
Wait, exactly. Coming around.
It's like,
all right, how do we subliminally mind meld these people into thinking that McDonald's tastes good? All right. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We're fucking.
That's basically what you do with a politics degree, right?
You pretty much lie. Yeah. Poly, Greek for many, ticks,
you know,
or parasites, that is.
Make people want whatever you got. How do you make people want whatever you got?
Yeah, you have to.
Well, you don't have to make them do that. People just do that.
Nope. You have to denote a value to it.
Well, there you go. That's what it is.
I wrote a whole paper on this sitting on my toilet because my girlfriend told me that I couldn't sell trash to someone if I wanted to. And so I was like, okay. My scenario was, okay, say I find a National Geographic cover in the garbage can. I put a little shitty frame on it. I go over here to the neighbor's house and convince him this is a fine piece of artwork. And you know what? If he buys it from me, he might be a little bit more worldly than his neighbor. His station and society might just go up a little bit. And then, boom, you just caress their insecurities. And boom, you don't even have to try to sell it anymore. They'll call you back.
One of the best things you did, I think, in that pitch was opening up their world to reaching many other people, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
What more can you sell than that?
Yeah, then the societal raise. Like, neither of you can read, but it's okay. One of you's got a shitty National Geographic framed on your wall. I called it radicalization of the consumer class.
Oh.
Yeah, it gets a lot better than that, but, you know, toilet writing, you know.
Oh, I do most of my best work on the toilet. You kidding?
Bro,
I used to get upset because my brother would bring my my laptop into the bathroom. But then I realized, he was playing Pac-Man, but on like some nonsense free online thing. What is that?
Around here, that says daddy issues in big letters. I'm like Howard Hughes of comedy. I've got fucking notebooks, like these little note cards, like just
driving. It's funny that you say that, because I'm literally sitting next to a pile of my notebooks that I rummaged through for a set that I did. Well, that's some like health insurance shit underneath there. But yeah, no, I've got notebooks on notebooks. I love pen and I have to use pen and paper. That's the only reason I got this fucking laptop that has a stylus with it, so I can write like a human being and let it turn itself into text.
Shit. Sorry, my phone started going. There's a dumb voice coming from my phone right now. Like, I realize I have a deep voice, but I've sounded like this since I was 13. And when I was 13, we had to call girls on the phone if you wanted to speak with them.
Oh, I remember actually calling them. Sorry, yeah, I just realized that I had the ability to make you bigger on my screen. And I wanted to see more of your beautiful face.
See my hair, and like this is not like male pattern baldness. I promise. I've had this hairline since I was a baby. It's like I can't buy it honest. But yeah, this is my notebook right here. It's got like
there you go.
I self-deputized myself from Apple. I've got an Apple badge. I get manic. So
I get it. I mean, you make some crafty shit though.
Yeah. Okay, it's one of those little smart boards.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
He's like, I'm talking to an insane person. No,
it's just my service in this building.
Man, I live with my mom right now at the moment, too. I've got a camper, but how shitty of a feeling is that sometimes? Like, how old are you? Like,
32. I'm
probably, how old?
32.
Oh, shit. I turned 31 like 2 days ago.
See, I'm an old man.
No, bro. You look like you're like 17 and a half. You look like some Benjamin.
17 and a half. I just cleaned up. I just cut off like a foot of hair and my whole beard.
Your whole beard. Oh, man.
I was just looking scruffy.
That's one day I aged myself dramatically is to try to grow a beard.
Happen for me. I'll be 60 years old, and like it'll still take me a month and a half to grow something decent.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, so they'll report me to the Humane Society because I look like I've got the mange. Like, it's just gross.
That or Truant Offers will be like, you look like a very sick child that needs to go back to school.
Like, why? Oh my God, that child looks exhausted and tall.
You're like, buddy, Jesus. It's 2 in the afternoon, but I think you need to be back at school.
I am a child. I'm very small and I have no money. You can imagine how hard this is for me.
Basically, yeah.
That's a good tiny bit. I can't say something. There are so many parallels that I draw. Like whenever I'm in conversation with people, that like I will just throw out another comedian's like quip, and people like I have to like the people I talk to, they're like pretty knowledgeable about comedy, so they'll call you on it, because I'll call people on that shit too.
But it's good to have a Rolodex of references. People use it. I mean, people quote other people all the time. Why not quote somebody who's like funny?
Worth quote. It's like, you know, Mark Twain said, you know, travel is fatal to prejudice and bigotry. But he also said, there's a great big black fellow down the road named N-word Jim. You kind of pick and choose.
Fair.
Oh, yeah, just because your parents don't mean they ain't watching, and I'm not superstitious, I'm a little stitious. That's it.
I
put my watch on and everything for this. Look, I got buttons on.
Put your watch on? I'm sorry, I look like a schlub.
Oh, no.
Got like fucking dumbass product placement over here. Gotta cover this shit up.
Bro, like these are like chipboard, like particle board walls in here. Like, come on, it's okay. Like,
it looks like a good spot. I'm just saying.
It is. I like it. It's really
reminiscent. I constantly just want to disappear to a shack or a treehouse. I want to live in a treehouse in the middle of the woods with no service. That's my ideal existence.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I was like, I want to live in a commune. I want to go barefooted. I broke up with a girl one time because she wouldn't shave her legs. Am I petty or?
Nah, I get it. I once stopped seeing a girl because she ordered a ham and cheese sandwich with nothing on it from a deli, and I was very grossed out.
A bread sandwich?
It was just like stale deli roll with sweaty deli ham, nonsense Swiss cheese and mayonnaise, and I was like, my standard is not what you got going on, so.
I've heard of the dollar menu. That is it's a godsend for cheap dates.
No, I get it. I would rather have a fucking McDonald's dollar menu crispy chicken sandwich or whatever the fuck they got. It tastes way better than whatever the hell she ordered.
Bro, it's taken me 3 years to like slowly like sink my girlfriend's standards to where she's happy with chicken nuggets and wine to go home with now.
Oh, that's wonderful though. That's wonderful. Oh, it
was a long, arduous road. But you know, we're here now and it's getting easier. Now we can just slide into senility.
Chicken nuggets and wine. I guarantee you, if you were to post on Instagram right now on a story, one of those just like, I'm just looking for a girl who's okay with chicken nuggets and wine. Promise you, 60% of the women you know would be like, that sounds great. I just want that and rub my feet and watch Downton Abbey. And that's my favorite night.
Oh, my God. Nobody here. I think that if you were to ask like 80% of the people here, they'd call it Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey? Yeah. Well, I did for a long time out of spite. But
I did too just because I've never heard anybody pronounce it before. Like, there are all kinds of words. Yeah.
You just walking around. Although, that would be some funny, like mummered gossip online at Walmart. You seen Downtown Abbey this week?
Downtown, I said, well, after the stuff. It's
I get that.
Trading chickens for Abbey? Oh my God, that's one weird thing. It's like the word betrothed. I never heard anyone say it out loud. And in my head, I pronounced it betrothed for fucking at least over a decade.
True.
And I said it out loud in front of some people one time, and they were like, what did you say? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah. I tried to use it when my brother got married. I tried to use it in earnest with someone who was asked, because I was best man. They were asking me what the hashtag was for the wedding. And I was like, our last name is Baranka, whatever you want to say. I was like, Baranka betrothal. And they were like, that sounds too old school. And like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I think alliteration is wonderful and you should let me do what I want to do.
That's a long way around. I don't understand what that means. Because I've had people around here say, like, why are you using all that fancy talk? There's no such thing as fancy talk. There's just a poor vocabulary.
Well.
But I'm pretty jaded with everybody.
How do you refresh yourself with that?
How do I refresh myself?
Yeah, from that.
Total seclusion.
Oh, well, yeah, but in your seclusion, you're making ninja stars out of, like, computer tabs or whatever the fuck you
did. Yeah, I mean, I did.
I swear to God, I'm going to come down. I'm coming down. Come down with a bottle of gin, and we're going to have a party.
Dude, my friend, my voice and my inner dialogue, his grandfather, he's got, like, a premier moonshine steel, and it's amazing because like he is brazen with it. He puts his face on the bottle and everything. He's in a Daniel Boone like coonskin hat holding a musket.
I love that. I would love to drink that. I would love to drink that. That sounds wonderful.
Every time I used to, it's been like years or a couple of years since I saw him, like his grandfather, but every time I would come over, he'd be like, hey, why don't you come and get you a little snip of this right here? I'm like, you know, snip doesn't sound, you know, very, you know, like, yeah, you're not going to be kind of fucked up. But no, he pours you a glass like this tall, and it's like, here you go.
Well, I think a snip should be enough to keep you warm for a minute.
Yeah, well, not enough to make you fall asleep on your back porch when you get home, though.
True.
That's it. Like that. That's fair. That sounds oddly specific, it's because it is.
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Fell asleep on my stairs once. That was fun.
Dude, in the last podcast with Lazy Eye or Matthew McConaughey, he said, brother, I slept through a fucking tornado last night. I was out on my porch. I didn't even know anything was going on. My producer my manager took me downstairs. I think the worst part about it was I woke up in a fucking basement. Dude, he's too talented. Like,
he's great. He's great, man.
Yeah. He's also
he had COVID recently, no? Didn't he have like some breakthrough case?
I did. I got COVID, but
I knew you did.
Yeah,
and I'm glad you're bitter.
Oh, yeah, I'm bitter about it.
you're bitter and better.
Yeah, better and badder over it. Yeah, I mean, I tell you, it's what a souvenir to take home from jail. Like, fuck. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm just like, guys, I think I'm coming down with the COVID. They're like, we have no cases of COVID here in this jail. I'm like, yeah, you'll have none if you don't ask anybody, if you don't report the shit. Come on.
Is that Minnesota?
No. Funny enough, yeah, fuck Minnesota. If anybody's ever listening from Minnesota here, land of 1,000 lakes, do everybody a favor, make it one big lake. Nobody will miss you. Yeah, I have very strong feelings about Minnesota.
No, that's fair. There's nothing going on in this.
No, nothing. Fargo? What? Who cares?
Fargo could have happened in Buffalo.
Fargo could have not happened and nobody would have been the worse off. I mean, I did stop and eat a steak dinner there one time on the way to North Dakota, though, just to say I did something in Fargo. I took a picture next to the Fargo sign and felt cultured. And looking back, I hate myself.
That's what I did. That's the first time I ever went to Texas. Well, as an adult, like apparently I went to the Alamo when I was like a year old, but that's a useless vacation. And you know, don't you love it if you talk to a relative or something like that, and you're like, I've never been to this place. I brought you there when you were a year old. I'm like, great. Show me my memory of that, please.
Exactly. It's like,
but I stopped the first time. Yeah, I stopped at Amarillo on the way out. And I was just to get a steak at the Big Texan. Like you said, get a steak. Sometimes you just got to stop traveling to get a steak. That's the only point.
Yeah. Well, plus, it's steak, right?
That's fair.
He's like, what is Ron Swanson? It's a turf and turf. It's a 21-ounce porterhouse. Yeah, I love Parks and Rec, man. That's a great fucking show.
Oh, yeah, man.
I've noticed, like, you're always, like, doing funny stuff on your Instagram, too. Like, Or am I like taking it in the wrong way? I think that I have like this like scope that I view things through that I have no choice but just like add like a comedic value to it or like see it through that scope. Maybe that's just trauma, but you know.
Well, it might be a product of trauma, but it doesn't mean world.
Comedy to watch or your favorite stand-up comedians. I can't ask your favorite stand-up comedian, period, because that's unfair.
Well, sure. I mean,
I'm your favorite comedian from Kentucky.
You are my favorite comedian from Kentucky, I gotta say. That's a fact. that's absolutely a fact.
I was doing a stand-up room on Clubhouse the other night, and I had somebody ask me, like, do you know Amiri King? And I'm like, yeah, he lives in Lexington. Like, well, you're 1,000 times funnier than he is. And I said, I know.
Yeah.
I got more laughs. It was a good
one. Is Larry King live in would you say Lexington?
Lexington? Yeah.
Larry King was, I didn't even know he lives up there. What are you going to do? Letter. I guess he wanted to.
No, that's Canada. Larry King.
Oh.
Yeah, he's, see, exactly.
Oh, you said Letterman.
No. Oh, Letterman, like David Letterman? Where did we get lost?
I don't know. Well, see, I don't know. Oh, it's probably my audio.
No. It's probably mine. Like, I'm either slow or, like, too fast. Like, my mouth doesn't always keep up with what is going on up here. Like, you know, the wheel's turning, but it doesn't translate well.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Like, I do it when I'm writing, too. Like, I will take the end of a word and put it at the beginning sometimes.
Oh, I just stop. Like, I leave words out. Dyslexia is a good time.
I'm a little bit dyslexic. I mean,
it's a good time. It's fun when it's figured out later in your life too.
Bro, funny that you say that. Yeah, I was diagnosed with autism whenever I was 24 years old, and until then, I'd walked around thinking I might be a little bit fucking retarded, like my whole life, and then to have that like confirmed, I was like. Okay, well, that makes sense. Let's go from here now.
Yeah. It puts, you know what I think it does? I think it relieves a lot of stress from standards that whether we put them on ourselves or we got them from other people earlier in life.
It's amazing. I hold myself to such a the highest standards, but the lowest. Like, I talk shit to myself like nobody can. Like, my girlfriend told me that if I talk to my friends the way that I talk to myself, I wouldn't have any friends.
I scared people I was working with once because I fucking messed something up that I took way too seriously. And they found me genuinely talking to myself and with myself in the break room. About how stupid of a thing that was, and I didn't realize that they had been standing behind me for like I don't know a page worth of dialogue.
Oh, just
felt like that.
Fucking, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Or made you needs to, which is a piece of shit too. Like that's like me with stink bugs. I get ridiculously and like just preoccupied, like preoccupying anger. I'll think about these things like sometimes, like a day. But if I hear that, you know what a stink bug sounds like?
Besides my own personal hell? No, I do. You live in a better climate than I do. We lose the insects at a certain point. I mean, it's mostly mosquitoes and fruit flies up here, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anytime I go to the mountains. They chill out,
the waspers and the other stinging creatures of the earth die and go to hell for a short period of time. They belong,
they recharge. What they're doing, they're just recharging in hell. Wasps especially. Someone told me that wasps pollinate and I was like, I don't care. You can let that patch of flowers die. I don't care. They're made of period.
I mean, I'm not really that invested in the comings and goings of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, but, you know, that's what we call waspers here.
Possums, too. Possums are pain in the ass. I don't know.
I'm kind of learned. I've read books and such, you know. I thought I was smart as hell, but I didn't know that there was no such thing as a wasper until I was way too old to not know that there was no such thing as a wasper. Yeah. See, I guess it's not even a colloquialism, it's just incorrect language. kind of Bostonian. Well, wait a second.
Did you refer to a wasp as in the bug as a wasper?
Yep.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yep. I'm seeing you wrap your head around that. And it's adorable, isn't it? Yeah. See, whenever I heard like them talking about wasps, like the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants on TV, I'm like, well, Jesus, they're spreading.
Well, I guess that's the thing, though. It's priorities of identification, depending on the circles that you have found yourself in.
Yeah, which could be. Weird thing though, whenever people can like fully devote themselves like down one side or the other just so that they can have some sort of the semblance of an identity whenever they like they otherwise don't really have anything, like they're just a blank slate.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is to me about that shit though, especially dealing with like young millennials and Generation Z
garbage people.
Right. They don't want to be lumped into a group, but they really want to be identified.
Yeah, outrage culture. Like,
you don't know what you're saying. It's, you know, it's the same people that, you know, I consider myself fairly liberal, and one could say a socialist. One could say a communist, but not really a full communist. I'm more of a
socialist. Not a Marxist, but you know,
yeah.
Back some, you know,
keep what you've earned, but you know, I would say.
Okay. Hey, see, I actually know a little bit about this stuff. Like, I say that this PC culture is nothing but socialism with feigned manners. It's like,
well, that's slowly- the thing. No, see, that's the thing that with the fucking young PC culture is like, that's the thing is that they're the most PC. But are them also the most on-demand culture in the way that they don't understand what it took to get what we've gotten so far. It's like,
and I think they're all disingenuous as fuck.
Many.
Like, yeah. It's the like outrage culture. These people that are looking like they go to a comedy show and they don't care a bit to like try go home and try to ruin somebody's career. Somebody like me, like, listen, I do this shit for a living now. If you like try to heckle me, like, I'll hurt your feelings.
Like, oh, sure.
Yeah, it's like, but I don't get it. I do get it exactly, like, pretty well. It's a person who is unsatisfied with their station in life or their like standing. So they have to try to look like they've got some kind of all like weird, like, you know, unique take on something, sure, even if it means construing somebody else's words and meaning completely and railroading them in the process. That's not a good person. That's like,
no. Especially, I think, if they, I mean, you know, everyone's point of view is valid, but also, I think you should test group some opinions before you publish them.
Yeah, see, opinions are not assholes. I'm sorry, I've never been in a bar at 2 a.m. to punch somebody's opinion.
Right. Well, you know, that's why, so I sometimes work catering to pay some bills, and I worked I don't know if I can say the name of the company. I might get fired from my catering company, actually, if I the name of the company. Oh. But God forbid that fucking happens. Anyway, it was a BuzzFeed party. It was their, like, holiday party. And I just looked around the room. I was like, these people write articles about nonsense, and they own great real estate. I was like, I hate all of this, everything that's going on. I think that's why I don't mind if I get fired from the company.
They're walking contradictions.
Yeah.
Basically, I could be the same thing, but I kind of like the, like, my skewed vision because it makes them uncomfortable.
Well, like, I
make
you wear the walking contradiction thing, or seem to try to some extent, because you do somewhat try to paint yourself as like a a slack-jawed yokel, but you're absolutely not, clearly.
Well, you wouldn't believe what you can get away with. Like, oh, I know better, buddy. It's like being funny. That's a double threat. And then being like half decent looking, I shouldn't exist. I should go ahead and collapse into my own black hole of humanity like right now. But I'm sad, so I stay. That's the thing that makes everything balances everything out.
Do you find that you have to dress down at shows?
Oh yeah. It's hard to be funny and good looking.
Oh sure. Is that your girl over there?
No, that's I forgot word for a second.
Your other inner monologue?
Look, my inner dialogue's girlfriend.
Oh, there you go.
You're not dating him? Fuck yes, my girl over there.
What?
Oh, I'm a lover. What am I saying? I can't even help it. It's just in my DNA. My dad was a very promiscuous man. I came by it honest.
Someone's but gotta no, be.
I come from a town where, like, I think I've told you this before. Like, if I wear like a polo shirt or a collared shirt with, you know, buttons on it, like, I think that boy's a queer. It's like, sure. Like, no, Daryl, you don't always just have to wear your Wranglers tucked into your Red Wings there. Skull rings don't automatically come on pants. I mean, come on.
I will say that's a good existing, so.
Which one's a good existence?
The Wranglers into the Red Wings. I had a pair of Red Wings that I actually use them quite a bit for
work. The old shoes. And
goodness, I always wanted a pair of those, and for some reason I've never owned them. I think because every time, that's so fucking funny,
bro. Buy you a pair.
My previous two relationships. were with people who would not have been happy if I wore those shoes.
Bro, funny story. The last person that I dated that we had like a little tie-in about these shoes was my English teacher from high school. Her father came to eat dinner with us, and we were wearing the same shoes. Family worn. Super Christian lady. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm not one of those assholes that screws their teacher in high school and then fucking brags about it. I'll wait 10 years.
Hey, man. Someone's got to do it.
Hey, you know, it ain't much, but it's honest work.
that's a good circle back, right? Callback right there.
You know, I'm just out here doing the Lord's work.
I mean, yeah, you know, you sweat doing it sometimes. Sometimes,
you know, sometimes you got the evil out. That's what that's for. That's why.
Well,
the same concept. I feel like
that's been could consider that half of my conquest. But
it's like, these are some wild mental gymnastics that I'm going through to get, justify some of this. Doing some brain backflips over here.
Well, because I really do hold my time as a value. So at a certain point, it is putting myself enduring. Sometimes you got to endure, men and women that I've been with. It's sometimes you really do just got to endure that conversation just to get whatever you think might have been the idea of why you both started speaking in the first place.
Yeah, that ulterior motive is just a strong motivator.
True.
I mean, you know, that's why I'm so good at like fishing it out, is because my family doesn't even speak English. They only know double speak. So, like, you know, they're always just talking out of both sides of their mouth anyway. So I'm pretty keen on it. I can catch that shit pretty quick.
True.
Bunch of hypocrites. You know, like super Christian-y type people. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try to be a little bit more like Jesus. So I bring a prostitute and, you know, turn my water into water. Keith, this is Thanksgiving. We think you have a problem. We're worried about you. I'm like, make up your fucking minds.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Sorry, I can't help but to bring, like, that's how I practice, like, my bits and shit. It's just, like, if I can work them, like, casually in a conversation, and it feel kind of, like, natural, I feel like it's, and not forced, that's a good piece. You can't, it's, like,
no. No, of course. I think that's joke. The whole, that, of course. I feel like that's why I always have a fucking notebook in my pocket when I'm out. Where is it? My jacket. Funny. I got my little notebook in my jacket right now. Yeah.
I love it. It just feels so much. It's palpable. Like, you know, it's something that, you know, there's a satisfaction that comes along with it. It's the exact opposite of wiping shit that you didn't do off of your whiteboard.
Yeah. I get that.
Oh, man, there's not much more of a punch in the stomach of thinking that you're doing good and you're being really, really, I don't know. Oh, shit, I forgot a word. Fuck. Look at me. I'm panicking. Productive. And, yeah, then there you have go. To watch what you didn't do off of there. You're like, oh, shit. So, we'll put my blinders on.
See, I used to have a whiteboard, but I whenever, it, like, a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, that it fell off the wall, and I just never put another one back.
Look,
I think it was because I automatically felt obligated to adhere to that. I used to be really good with my Google Calendar, like really good with my appointments and shit. It kind of stopped. I mean, I get all my shit done. I definitely get all my shit done, and certain things that have to be appointments are. But I used to schedule every minute of my day. Like, yeah, I have this much time. And now, like, I have to remind myself to eat, and now I have to, like, remind myself to relax for a few minutes, and that's stopped. What do you say?
Take personal time. Do something that you enjoy for a little bit, at least. Like,
yeah, I try to just sneak that in as much as I can, even if it's, like, walking a place instead of taking the bus or some shit. It's just, like, that's just a little bit more time for me and myself.
Yeah, I'm an only child, so, like, my time around other people is often pretty fucking exhausting. Like, especially if they're idiots. Yeah, nothing really zaps me quicker than, you know, being surrounded by a bunch of idiots.
Oh, sure.
Being ignorant is fine. Being willfully ignorant, that's a real fucking problem to me.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, when hanging out with people becomes work, when you're expending more energy than you're, like, gaining from the company of, like, you're actually losing serotonin from hanging out with these people, you need to stop hanging out with these people.
You're losing serotonin and self-respect at the same time.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is a sparse asset to begin with me. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't really know what I think of myself is the funny thing. It's like, because I'm so flip-floppy, like, between, like, where I have to, like, work different crowds and different people and stuff, like, they have different expectations and different energies every time. So, like, if I go in, like, talking to you like I do, like we are right now, some people are like, look at this cocky redneck over here. And, or, you know, just the opposite. I could, like, talk down just a little bit and, like, oh, I think that was touched. Don't talk. It's a double-edged sword, man.
That's fair. I don't think anyone's having a conversation with you thinking that you're touched. At the same time, I don't know people in the deep woods of Kentucky. I don't know. So.
Oh, I God. I do. I mean, that song.
I would love to know.
I know I got friends in, like, low places.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know, sometimes those people come in handy, too. It's like, well, hey, Lyle.
For helping you write material?
Oh, yeah, that, too. They have great stories.
Oh, I've got those in Bay Ridge, though. See, that's the thing. Is like, especially being a fucking Italian. And when the Italian, because as an actor, so, like, you know, I'm an actor, right? So I'm on set, and there are these guys. Sometimes, like, I worked with some guys that were, like, really Brooklyn Italian guys. And, like, you know, just to be familiar, I let them know that I'm Brooklyn Italian. So, like, all right, this voice is good to hang out. So then you end up hanging out with them on set just because it's nice to like hang out with some nice energy, you know, accepting like, kind of energy.
Passage, like some camaraderie that you can.
Yeah, kind of. But like the second their guard is down, you're like, oh, right, you're like my uncle that I don't speak to anymore. I got you. I got you.
You wear sunglasses inside, huh? Okay.
Right, you're like.
Well, yeah, there's enough product in there to, you know, fuck an oil spill. You just go swimming and you'll kill some of the sea life.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Sometimes it looks like it's stupid. Sometimes it's like, did you put Gorilla Glue in your hair? What you doing?
Oh, I love Gorilla Glue, man. It's,
I love Gorilla Glue, but, you know, that hair doesn't move. I tell you.
Not even a fucking inch.
I do my, listen, people do their cosmetics at CVS, Walgreens, whatever.
I have no.
I go to Lowe's, Home Depot.
I love it, like the Eastern European accent, that, like Bulgarian, like, I have not brushed my hair in 15 years. The cigarettes make not.
Well, we use petroleum. Good, clean, no problems, petroleum. You grease, you come through. It does not move. Yeah. It gives weight and volume to your hair. You should use it.
Yes, but keep the adult petroleum in the hair and give the cigarettes to the children. They're on too low level to catch the hair afire and also make the cigarette children's bones strong.
Yes, the closer to Serbia, yes.
Yeah, I'm fucking with my buddy. He's from Serbia. His name is Diego.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. What do they got in Serbia? Guns, cigarettes, and a lot of radiation.
Like, oh, yeah, and your uncle's, I told him one time, I was like, your uncle's a war criminal, isn't he? He's like, everyone's uncle is war criminal.
Hey, what do you want me to do? My uncle's war criminal, my father-in-law's war criminal. What do you want me to do with this one? Have an AK.
Oh, here's Kalashnikov, custom made for you by children.
Yes, the best and finest, the gentlest hands put this cock right in.
Both them straight from Apple.
Have you seen the action on this? Made by 6-year-old hands. 6-year-olds.
Well, it doesn't like child labor, child soldiers, and, you know, just the dark parts of society.
How else are you going to win a war, man?
Nostalgia.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, I wish someone just came in and brought me a goddamn Kool-Aid. That's awesome. Are you going to turn? Oh, wait, no. What was I thinking of just now? Are you going to turn into like, you remember what were the commercials? Those old commercials that they turned into, it was Capri Sun, where they turned into like molten like metal, like Terminator 2 kind of shit.
Oh, you remember those? No.
Have you seen this boy?
I haven't thought about that in years. That's
well, you're welcome.
Holy shit. I couldn't remember anything before I was 14 for years until just like right now. And that's the Terminator Kool-Aid man now. Thanks to you.
Hey, man. Listen.
What? I always wanted to see what it'd be like if the Kool-Aid guy broke into a crack den. He'd be like, oh, no.
That wasn't a joke. Like,
there'd be, if there were five guys in the room, two of them would jump up and be like, whoa! And the other three would be like,
I don't know like about you, but I've dabbled, I've like just got fucked up for like it was almost like a profession.
I've been getting fucked up since I was like 13. Yeah,
exactly. Sure. I've lost more drugs than most people have done, but you know it's oh hello there.
There he is.
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying now. I don't know what it is about that. I think it's the combination of this and then the brief nudity as the movie channel described behind me. But forgot what I was saying completely. Like, that's amazing. You see the blank slate right here? There's nothing behind these eyes.
God damn.
I mean, it's a good back. What are you going to do?
It's a good one. I don't even know what we're talking about. It's good right now. I swear to God.
It's so good. It's so good. I forgot where I was. That's. Yeah, I mean, never, shit.
I've heard a word you said since I got this in my hand. I'm sorry.
Well, you're slowly turning into a liquid metal person. So, like, you know, it's the vitamin C. There is a good amount of vitamin C in there, I believe.
Yeah, Bear Grylls. Vitamin C. Yeah, and then, Bear Grylls.
Jesus. Bear Grylls is a fucking pussy bitch.
Yeah, that drinks Rodriguez's piss. Yeah.
No, Les Stroud. Les Stroud is where it's at, though. That's the dude, the original.
Stroud.
Les Stroud, Survivor Man. He's the original. Fuck Bear Grylls.
I thought you were saying Les Stroud, like as a funny little euphemism for him drinking piss. There's Les
Stroud. Yes, sir. Well.
Well, right. You want to talk about your production company, like you're getting it started for a second and everything before we go? Because
for sure. No, sorry, I don't want to hold you up, but we're. I mean, it's seriously a child of quarantine. It was a friend of mine who I worked with at a restaurant years and years and years ago. We had stayed in contact through, I guess, social media for the most part, but then we started doing. It's like a. Scene study audition collective thing that turned into a bigger thing, and then the three of us started that, started writing every week, and now we've shot our third short that I directed that are my other partner, Nisha. So it's Nisha Ward, Hakeem McMillan,
to play like a stereotypical Killjack. I can do that to a T, buddy. You better believe that. Like, I can play the best hillbilly.
Well, like, we will need it. Actually, my Hakeem moved down. He's in North Carolina now, so not too far. Closer to you than I am.
Like, with a little bit of, like, I don't know how you would gauge your success, like, career-wise right now. Like, I know that we'll probably both feel like we're just getting our legs under us a bit.
Right.
But have you, like, a difference, like, in the way that the people that you used to have, or if you still have them in your life, like, the people start to treat you or view you?
Seems like it. Seems like it a little bit. I don't know. I feel like I've always kept my social circle somewhat at bay.
Yeah.
But I do see it in certain people. I don't know. It seems like there's a certain point at which a combination of people treating you different and needing to know who's actually just there to like hang out still.
Yeah, exactly. And then who's there to just gauge the way that they view themselves through you. Like,
exactly.
A lot more friends whenever I was just depressed and no motivation and just all that shit. I guess I was easier to hang around with and more convenient.
It's good. I don't know. I think it's an evolutionary point, though, which I think is very valuable and good.
Evolution, buddy. No.
Yeah. To some extent, do whatever you can to break out. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I got to break the mold. It's getting, I mean, come on. Oh, my old joke and still in there. Oh, I'm so sick. I need some penicillin. Jesus Christ, I can't stop.
Yeah. Can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Why should you? Why the fuck should you?
Bad boy.
Oh, man. Every sip of that Kool-Aid makes me want a pouch.
Taking me closer and closer to my childhood. And I
see the thing is. What it makes me want to do is run to the corner store and get a quarter water. You know what I'm talking about? Quarter waters?
Quarter waters.
Awesome. They're like, so they were like little plastic. They sometimes look like grenades. They had the foil on top. It's just sugar water.
Yeah, it's just it's sugar and some purple in there.
Right.
You know, I have a device here that can put your whole screen on that.
Screen. Oh, it's okay, bro. We're getting ready to pop off of here. As much as I would love the stop sign with bullet holes in it as a backdrop. Fuck, I really would.
That sounds pretty fucking dope. Next time.
Our whole life.
Check it out. Enrich yourself. Oh, he said stop.
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, man.
That was mine and Child's Target growing up.
Is that a 22?
Huh? No, that is, that looks like a, what is that?
38?
Yeah, it's what it looks like a
building. That's many different caliber.
Yeah, there's many.
Yeah, that was mine and my brother's Target growing up.
That's fucking awesome, man. So my dad started me shooting on a 22 when I was 5 years old, and I gotta say,
what the fuck is Brooklyn and Kentucky the same place with different accents?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. We got to go upstate to like the mountains every summer, a couple weeks. So we did that kind of thing. But although no, I did have an uncle in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is basically the Florida of the North, I would always say.
Well, I like to call Florida the Australia of the United States. Everything's trying to kill you there.
Yeah, that sounds like it checks out. Everything's trying to kill you, and you just also don't understand.
Well, actually, I was really sorry.
They seem like they're speaking the same language. They seem like they're basically living the same type of life, but also like, what?
Yeah, they're on campaign on a Tuesday at 10:30 a.m.
Well.
So I understand. I speak their
language. I remember my first time in Florida when I saw shirts and shoes required at a restaurant. I was like,
"Oh,
wait a second,
McDonald's."
I remember people smoking in IHOP, and that was like when I was still in college. I would say
my dad was smoking Lowe's, and this was after like you weren't all allowed.
Like but also, I would say even today, if there's a certain type of dude that's walking through a Lowe's and just like lights up a cigarette and it's just like, that makes me actually want to have one right now.
Show you a cigarette.
But yeah. Yeah. It depends on that staff of the day. Some staff might be like, sir, and some staff might be able to look at the situation right now anywhere in the country and be like, I don't care today. I did not get my bonus. They didn't listen. I had to fucking mop up some dog vomit yesterday for no good reason because some asshole decided to bring their fucking dog into Lowe's. And yeah, they're like, yeah.
It's like, isn't it funny though? Like the word bonus, like it, you know, if the group doesn't, like the staff doesn't get their bonus, that it's like they're boning us. It's weird. Like weird. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know. I love words.
Did we get a bonus or did they bone us?
Exactly. Like they made off like Bernie, and we're over here just like getting boned. God damn! I'm a genius sometimes. I'll tell you what. But
listen, that's the thing. Like your father, you're a sleeper genius. What are you gonna do? Passed on down.
It's not in the DNA. No, he was out. That's probably the only reason I don't have kids, because all my sperm we got DUIs on the way of the eggs. I mean, thank God for that.
They end up down your ankle. What are you going to do?
Thank you. That's a compliment, and that's wishful thinking. More like just inner thigh. But thank you.
Yeah.
Now it'd be like all week somebody thought I had big dick energy. There we go.
That's long dick style.
Yeah, long dick style. God, you hear that?
There you go.
Where's that coming from?
That sounds like a Tekken 5 character right there.
Finish him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's confusing.
Yeah, that's a dude that's just really worried about people coming. Like, he just wants everybody to get off the
line. Yeah. I mean, you always wonder why they're going, ah! You know. Yeah.
No, I'm not wondering. Dude, I wrestle. Oh, look, tangents, man. We got to do this again sometime. All right, I'm just a walking catastrophe. Like, and if you get me into conversation, I can pull that, like, all those catastrophic thoughts and make them seem like somewhat, like, organized and coherent.
Why is that not the point of conversation?
Yeah, it is. He says I need to clean up my.
I don't mean that.
I took a shower today. I haven't taken a shower in weeks, buddy, and I cleaned up for this.
I heard that.
Oh, it's like fuck. What was I going to say?
Shit's hard to come by.
Shit is hard. Good shit is hard to come by because that is.
Good shit is hard to come by.
It's not as high as it was.
I thought that my neighbor was the only oxymoron that I knew, but little do I know it's a literary device as well. I just thought he liked his pain pills and was a moron. Fun with words. Bro, yeah, we got to do this again sometime. If you're down, is it like a trip meeting me? Like, am I different or am I exactly the same? Like,
nah, dude, I'm devil. I mean, I'm just glad to finally actually have a conversation with you because we've exchanged enough information that it's like almost a conversation. But now I feel like I at least get to understand who you are a little bit more, and it's great. Like, yep. I fucking hate having a phone. I hate social media, but I gotta say, it's moments like this that I'm like, I'm so happy that I swiped that day, because I was like, you know what I mean?
People like more genuine, good people, like that are invested in me doing well in the past like year and a half than I have. Fuck, I'll say it like the whole time that I've been here, like it's crazy.
No, I gotta come down there. We gotta hang out.
No, you know, I've gotta come up there. Let's keep you away from here and keep you.
Where do you live at again, guy?
I'm in New York City.
New York City?
Yeah.
I've never been to New York City, but the countryside up there is really nice.
Oh yeah, dude. See, that's the thing is, like, I try to spend as little time. I try to spend as little time in the city as I can, because that makes it sound like I spend the city in. But I try to spend as much time out of the city as I can. I fucking camp and fish. I just started teaching myself how to track last year. It was a great solo quarantine activity, and I'm trying to move my. I got a new recurve bow, over the fall. I guess it's a 55-pound that I hope to use to get something. I don't know. I want to work my way towards being a real outdoorsman. So like,
you've been throwing hatchets too lately, haven't you?
Has it?
Yeah. Well, that's I've always done that.
I don't think that was me.
I'll send you a picture of the spear that I made. It looks more like a harpoon, I guess, but it's an old piece of like a sour cherry tree that I just like saved, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I dried it for a while and I cleaned it up. What are you gonna
do? Guns, hatchets, drugs. My brother, man. I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
See,
I may be from Brooklyn, but I fucking play in the dirt.
Exactly. That's why we got good immune systems, because before cell phones, we was out there eating dirt and shit.
Exposed.
Yeah. Do you know if you still type into Google, the first thing that pops up, arm turn red and shake when I eat dirt?
Wait. Just because I'm excited to see this happen, and I don't doubt a word that comes out of your mouth.
You should, but this one.
Oh, I know that. But sometimes, you know, you ever play games in life with yourself just because you know it's going to be fun, but relatively harmless. Like doing mushrooms. Like why I do acid every now and then. It's just like, I know I might get myself into trouble, but probably I'll be fine.
Probably gonna have a good time doing it, right?
The Dark Lords of LSD. Yeah.
Why does my arm? And that's all you have to get to.
Wait, what are you saying that it finishes it off with?
Why does my arm turn red and shake when I eat dirt? I'm pretty sure.
If I put in, why does my arm turn R? Yes, that is the absolute first thing that comes up. So why does my arm turn red at all? Why does my arm turn red and shake when I eat dirt? Should not be the first thing that shows up, but it is.
Should not be a little tidbit of knowledge I've got tucked back into.
I got to know if you actually... So. Why did you eat dirt?
I didn't have a cell phone.
True.
That's a valid reason.
Yeah.
That is a valid reason.
Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, listen, I've eaten some dirt. I did. I remember eating a lump of clay when I was at camp once, just because I was genuinely interested in what it tasted like.
If you think about it, we all eat shit at some time or another in our lives, because the water that we shit in goes through the sewage system into the water purification systems and the water plants back to our sinks.
All right, that's a long way around.
That's a sickening, disgusting fact.
packed by.
I'll say I know I've eaten shit based on the food poisoning that I've had a couple of times.
Right.
Promise you.
I'm about to make the biggest, weirdest flex. Like, you know, I was a freak. I still am a freak. I've had so many asses sit on my face. I fuck hurt me.
Well, sure. Oh, I've listened. I've eaten shit. Like, I know I've eaten shit. There's certain butts that I've eaten afterwards that I, like, need to make sure to check myself and, like, my bowel activity for the next 24 hours just to make sure. I mean, it's a combination of that and did I fucking just give myself pink eye? That's a valid concern sometimes.
That's what I'm talking about. I got that turd immunity. I mean, I don't even...
Yeah. No, there have been some... Listen, I've been with some filthy fucking people, and the next morning, I'm just like, I really hope I don't have to fucking, like, go to the doctor. I mean, pink eye is honestly one of my biggest concerns, usually. It's just like, I get in there. I like to clean my plate, you know.
Different concerns. I mean, if I get pink eye and that's it, I'm like, all right, it's a good week.
Then you're broadcasting the Olympics in Russia at that point, right?
I mean, chlamydia, I think that this is a brilliant fucking joke and a good observation that nobody's came up with yet, but if you have it, you're always giving yourself a sitting ovation because you've got the clap.
Well,
I meant to say
should I?
Oh, dude, I don't know where that came from. I don't clap like that. Look at
you. Gotta find that sweet spot, baby.
Finger snaps.
Wait, can you clap with one hand though?
Oh. Oh, buddy.
Never.
Three strokes, bro.
Back in time with this jerking.
You hit 88 miles an hour with those?
Listen, when my girl is really, really naughty, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you hit her just like, yes. I love her.
They call me the jackhammer of Siberia.
Oh, good. I can't stop. Like, I'm a machine when it comes to just like keeping a conversation going.
No,
like,
you're good, man. Y'all got to go. We've been going for over an hour. I don't want to fucking keep you from your people.
It's been awesome. That's what, like, as good or better as I anticipated.
And now, I'm very happy to hang out with you, brother.
I love like outdoing my expectations because I have very high expectations, usually low outcomes. So, you know, to finally meet there and like on that little pinnacle or that zenith, it feels good. I love it.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was good talking to you, dude. And if you have any acting jobs, throw them at me. I'm desperate. I'm poor. I'm helping. Got any money? I'm hungry.
Oh, listen, I'm not kidding. The second I can, we'll fuck come down there. I got my camera. I mean, we're just shooting shit. We're writing stuff and making stuff, and we want to open opportunities to everyone we can. That's the whole point. That's why we're Public Defenders Productions. We're three people who have been like in the business for a minute, trying to make something happen, and now we're trying to make something happen.
Message me after this. Like, I'm pretty good at networking. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's stupid.
I believe it.
Yeah, we'll talk. All right.
Yeah, brother. Be good. Have a good time. And yeah, cheers to you and the rest over there.
Cheers.
I was drinking Jim earlier, but now I'm on infused spirits rye. I do love a rye. It's 105 proof.
I feel like it's like some Alcoholics Anonymous bullshit, like substitute.
Well, you know, you're allowed.
Yeah, I'm allowed, but should I?
Yes.
See you, buddy.
Be good, man.